These are my key running tips. Posture. Straighten your upper body with your hands by putting one hand just below your belly button and the other hand just above your sternum. If your upper body is straight, you should be able to see your shoelaces while you're running. Do a vertical crunch by lifting your pelvis up in the front, not with your hands, but just by contracting your abs, and then flatten your lower back slightly. Take your index finger, put it underneath your chin. Take your thumb and put it on that hard bone in the middle of your chest. And with this three-finger tripod, ensure that your neck is in line so that you're not looking too far up or too far down. Picture your body as a column. It's always straight. Your shoulders, your hips, and your ankles are all connected, and you can feel your feet at the bottom of that column. Keep the column straight at all times. Lean from your ankles with your whole body as one unit so that you can feel yourself falling forward. The more you lean forward, the faster you'll go, so that your upper body is in front of your foot strike. This doesn't mean you're slouching. You should still be able to see your shoelaces. Your upper body is extended out front while your legs swing out the back. Focus on picking up your feet, but keeping your lower legs limp so that your calves are just along for the ride. Swing your legs to the rear. Don't think about driving your knees to your chest. Basically, you should feel like your heels are just floating up behind you. If you do this, you'll have a nice soft foot strike with loose ankles. No pushing off your toes. Don't tighten up the hips as you do this. Keep your hips loose and keep your cadence high. If you count your cadence, which you should do right after you listen to this, you should be able to hit 85 to 90 strides in 1 minute. That's 43 to 45 strides per leg in a minute. For your upper body, make sure you keep your elbows bent at about 90 degrees and swing them behind you without punching yourself in the face. No arm pumping. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your hands are also relaxed, like you're holding your butterfly. If your cadence speeds up in your legs, then your cadence should also speed up in your arms. Done correctly, you'll be just like a wheel that's falling forward, always leaning just slightly forward. Finally, let gravity pull you. Picture a bungee cord attached to your chest with the other end of that bungee cord stretched way off in the distance of the direction you're running. That bungee cord is always pulling you forward. Smile and enjoy your run.